Hello, everyone. Welcome to Overman Law Firm Advisory Insights Podcast. This is Stuart Overman, your host. And I want to cover today on our podcast the ever-growing, evolving AI compliance considerations for employers. What's happening is that the government is becoming more and more involved, state and federal, on AI, and I want to really walk through some compliance considerations that really you have to really be aware of. So what's happened is that in a 10,000 foot view, state and federal law are starting to really define applicants and employees' rights. So, you know, what do these rights include, right? So we got right to access personal information, request deletion of a personal information, right? You know, you got, you know, correct personal information. And then some, you know, are given the option of to opt out of sharing their personal information. So what's happening is that employers must and should identify types of information collected and what is the reason for the collection, right? And how is AI being utilized under these scenarios? So if you look at different compliance considerations, right? So you got Illinois and Maryland, they regulate automated video interviewing. One of the key considerations is that the EEOC is becoming increasingly involved in this movement. So the EEOC involvement with AI continues to grow in that in January of 2023, the EEOC released a strategic draft enforcement plan for 2023 to 2027, right? So what does it highlight? What's this guidance look like? It outlines recruitment, screening, hiring, promotions, and other employment considerations. I would urge you, if you're an employer, I would urge you to look at what that EEOC release draft is and how it affects you really on a day. You know, what does it affect your employment practices, whether it's onboarding or your continued, you know, treatment of employees. So what's happening is that states are also imposing additional privacy laws, creating employee data rights, right? So it's in some states, it's unlawful. Well, let me back up. It is unlawful, period, to use AI to profile, right? So if you look at AI and employment laws, California's, you know, Workplace Technology Accountability Act, you know, what does that do, right? So it requires employers to using automation decision systems to prepare and publish summaries of their algorithms and data protection impact assessments describing methodology, findings, results, conclusion of their assessments. Again, the states are holding these companies, employers, accountable for how they're using AI. And it goes back to my previous podcast on how they're using, you know, sex, color, creed, national origin, Title VII issues. Are they being used for discriminatory and profiling employment opportunities? Again, if they are, that is a huge, huge, huge problem we need to look at. So I want to track really and have our listeners track, you know, New Jersey, New York, D.C., what's going on? You know, it's what's going on with, you know, Washington, D.C.'s, you know, Stop Discrimination by Algorithms Act, where, you know, potentially prohibits, you know, adverse algorithm eligibility determinations based upon, you know, race and sex, religion, and disability. So, you know, those are the leading states. You've got Illinois, California, Jersey, you know, New York, D.C. What are these states doing? And I would urge all of our listeners to really figure out what they're doing, how they're doing it, and how these affect you. So if you take some of these considerations for, you know, for employers, and especially employers with multiple states and multiple employees on a national basis, you really got to drill down and figure out how these affect me, what regions am I in, what regions are the employees in, and how do I need to curtail these policies, procedures of AI, and what's my written guidelines? Folks, again, that's a really, really, really brief overview of evolving AI compliance considerations for employers. It has been a pleasure to provide this information to you. My name is Stuart Overman, your host, And thank you for listening to our Advisory Insights podcast. Have a fantastic day.